There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Make a deal. Let's decide to spend some time together and learn together, reflecting, checking in, if you will. 888-302-3684. That's a way to check into the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I here to work in detail, or at least go in depth into a couple of different things of interest and import. At least that's what we think we've done. It'll be up to you to decide whether you think where we are going. We're drilling here. As a matter of fact, that's actually a fairly good metaphor for the situation with oil futures and how you are impacted by the price of oil futures, the betting that goes on in the commodities markets that basically have brought the price of a barrel of oil in the last few days up about 11% from where it was the last couple of weeks. Now, is it going to flatten out? Some investors are betting that the bottom has come, 7 months of going down, and then things go up a little, and they go down, up, down. So where are we right now? We have a lot of drilling activity that has stopped. We have the U.S. shale deposits, the so-called oil shale, that have basically stopped. So we have OPEC also to depend on. You see how complicated all of this is? We think it's as simple as going to the gas pump. And for most of us, it is. That's what our concern is. We go to the gas pump, fill up the car. I was at $2.01, I think, gasoline. I paid the same for diesel fuel for the farm without taxes. So we're down from last year at this time. I remember buying fuel for the farms. I'm a dairy farmer as well as being a broadcaster, for those who may or may not know that. So that's why I have this sort of different experience. And I paid $3.47 or $3.49 a gallon for fuel last year at this time. And last week I paid $2.01. for the fuel on the farm. And basically, that's the same if you think about what was at the gas station. Although in California, where I was last year at this time, it was $4.20-something. So when you look at that, Kenny, what's the last you paid for gasoline? What was the last price you paid? You compare that $4.20 number.
It was up about a nickel tonight. Last night, it was at $2.47.
Yeah. So off about a dollar from where it was last year at this time. The reason it's up a nickel is because of the oil futures prices. That's what this has nothing. None of this is relevant to what actually happens in extracting the stuff from the ground and what it costs to bring it to the petroleum refinery and get it refined so that you can use it. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's sort of like, in a sense, whatever you're willing to pay for, let's say, a new car, or whatever you're willing to pay for any commodity. What do you pay for an airline ticket? It isn't what it costs them to fly the plane. It's what you're willing to pay for the seat that establishes the value of it. And that's something that people have a hard time. What's the value? Value is what people will pay. Value of a house. Why is a house worth $1 million this year and $900,000 last year, and maybe 1.1 next year? Because the house hasn't changed, sitting on the same piece of land. The only thing that's changed is what somebody's willing to pay for it. And the only reason they're willing to pay more for it is because there's more money around. And if they're not willing to pay as much for it, it's because there's not as much money around. That's the way it is with pretty much anything except your taxes and what it costs medically to take care of your body and your health. I mean, think of what other exceptions are there to that rule, Kenny? Think about it for a minute. What other things do you buy that it doesn't fluctuate depending on the value of the currency, in essence? Medical care doesn't. Your taxes don't. So what I mean, I'm talking about fixed taxes, real estate taxes, things like that. What else is there that's not subject to how much money you have when you think about it?
I can't think of anything.
No. That's the idea. And so when you understand what I'm looking at the lowest price, I think, a barrel was, it was about $46 or something like that, wasn't it? 45 something or other a couple of weeks ago. It's up to $55.59 a barrel. And the oil futures popped down to $50.18 a barrel. So the real price was $55.59 today. Future price, $50.18. So there's a way of thinking the fact that the prices are going up is because the number of U.S. oil drilling rigs had fallen off in the last week. And so there are these circumstances that present themselves. The president suggested, well, we don't want to put the pipeline in, but let's drill off the East Coast from the Virginias down to Florida. Do the same thing as we do in California and on the West Coast so that we can keep the supply going, keep the cost down. Good idea? Maybe. At least there's no stability in it with the way it is now. Supply is unlikely to match expectations, and demand will recover from the lows of last year, and that's where the price will get pushed up a little bit. So that's that story. Eric Milano, who is a petroleum expert, works for the American Petroleum Institute, delves into this with me in a little bit more probing conversation, hopefully. It's coming up next year on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com. File your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morning win.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler with Eric Milito, who is from the American Petroleum Institute. His work covers regulatory and legislative matters relating to domestic exploration and production, access to domestic oil, natural gas resources. So, Eric, just to begin sort of put things into perspective, natural gas is what's used now in coal to a limited degree, but mostly natural gas to fire up and power the electric utilities. That stuff is cheap. Why has the electric bill gone sky high for most of us?
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily completely true, that the electric bills have gone sky high.
Mine has, and everybody in the Northeast seems to be feeling a real pinch here.
Well, all what's happening in the Northeast has to do with the infrastructure we have in place. We have to update the infrastructure and create more pipelines and storage so we don't have those.
So impacts. Why is that my problem as a...
That's not your problem. That's exactly what we're looking at our policymakers, our legislative officials, and folks at the state and the federal level to make sure that we're expediting permitting so we can get all this infrastructure in place so that the Northeast market does have a buffer against any kind of disruptions.
So, but in the meantime, the gas, well, the price of gas that they're paying at the electric company is such that they feel they can crank up the price that I'm paying for a kilowatt of energy, and because I live in the wrong place, is that what you're basically saying?
Well, I don't know what the electrical side of the house is doing. All I know is that a lot of it's based upon the transactions they're entering into, and when it comes down to it, they're trying to base that on projections as to what kind of demand you're going to see in a place like the Northeast. So from our standpoint, we're producing everything we need to make sure that the country has it. Across the country, electrical bills have gone down by average by over $1,000 when you're looking at the price of gasoline.
I'd like to know where that is. I have a place in California. Price for electricity isn't going down there either. So it must be that it pays to live in the middle of the country. Maybe that's what we have. Richie, we should all move into the middle of the country.
I'm already.
Gas is $2. Natural gas is $2 an MCF. It's the lowest it's been in years, and it's benefiting people all across the country.
Well, that's the other part of this. The benefits of having lower oil prices, the gasoline at the pump is cheap, it's great. But then there are the naysayers who keep saying, this isn't good because we're not going to, the oil wells will shut down and people will be put out of work and you don't realize what this is doing. It's compromising this, that, and the other thing. What's your read on this?
Well, I think we're looking at a American phenomenon here because it's because of the advanced technologies and the application of these new advanced technologies, we've been able to see all this additional oil and gas production, and over the past few years, we've seen the creation of hundreds of thousands of jobs because of that. When you're looking at it from that perspective, the industry in some respects is a victim of its own success. They've been so good at bringing oil and gas to market that they've helped to drive the price of oil and gasoline down, which over time can impact some producers when it comes to their future investments. But this is a long term. We're looking at projections for the U.S. and the world to need 30% more oil. So the industry is in it for the long run. They understand that the world runs on oil and natural gas, not just for our cars, but for heating our homes and burning the food on our stove. So you're on the hiccup.
You're right. You've been into my house. All right. Let's talk just for a second about the strike at these refineries. Mm-hmm. The 3,800 workers that are on strike. And the beef here, is it all about just the price of oil? How does this affect us? And will this be the beginning of turning it back the other way? Because without the refineries, there's less fuel available, and therefore the price goes up, right?
Well, yeah, correct. We want to make sure we have our refineries operating at capacity because the more refined product we're creating here in the U.S., the better it is for the country because we're creating those supplies to put the pressure on the price down. And we run into these hiccups every time the collective bargaining agreement comes up, but the industry always ends up working out a deal, and in the end, we're hopeful that that will happen and it won't create any problems for...
So you don't see a long strike. You're not seeing these refineries are not going to be on strike for a long time.
Well, it's hard to say. We are refining record amounts of fuel in the country. It's amazing how much we've been able to produce in addition to what we've done in the past.
We're just based on getting more oil out of the ground. All right, Eric, thank you. Eric Milito from the API.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
I would ask Kenny and Jennifer to tell me where the Imagine Dragons would fit on the scale of hierarchy as important.
I have never even heard of them, Doug.
Really?
No idea. I heard that they were mad about something, but...
No, they're not mad about it. I don't think they are, but that's not the story. Kenny, what do you know about the Imagine Dragons?
They're relatively new from the past few years, a Las Vegas band. They've won Grammys, American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards.
Really?
Hashtag out of touch. That's me.
That's Jennifer. All right. So this group has also won a Grammy, apparently. And Southwest Airlines announced that the Imagine Dragons are going to perform a live concert at 35,000 feet on a Southwest flight.
That's cool.
Wow.
An interesting thing.
Yeah.
Southwest is going to launch a sweepstakes next week for one of the fans of Imagine Dragons and three friends to win tickets for this flight as well as the concerts. The destination, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, and Las Vegas, where the band, as Kenny suggested, comes from. So apparently the winner is going to take a flight around with Imagine Dragons and then go to a concert in Las Vegas. But part of the deal is that they have to, that Imagine Dragons are going to take a flight on February the
24th. They have to, like, get a number like everybody else. Are they going to be, like, B4 when they get on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
K-13.
Or, like, that real crummy number, like C-116, and you're like, oh, man, middle seat all the way.
Back in the back. Back in the back. All right, also today, our video of the day at DougStefan.com comes from the folks at Newcastle Brown Ale.
Oh, yeah.
They have 37 different brands, and they got them all to chip in for one Super Bowl commercial.
I'm going to celebrate the new home.
Oh, Newcastle Brown Ale. Yeah. Hard to believe we met on Match, and a year later, we're moving in together.
I love these floors.
They're Armstrong flooring. Oh, you know what else I love? This Gladiator GarageWorks Chillerator refrigerator. It's tough enough for the garage, but it's stylish enough for the home.
Oh.
find a repairman on the YP app, an easy way to connect with great local...
That phone looks as great as my jockey boxer briefs feel.
Well, it's from Boost Mobile.
Uh-oh.
Come to data, and I'll be using it.
Charisma Bedding, the choice of the discerning bed and bath customer.
Mr. Cheezo's, a wholesomely crunchy on-the-go cheese snack. Hashtag gluten-free, hashtag...
Rotel, a zesty blend of diced tomatoes and...
Offer the touch-up with brawny paper towels.
Like what you see? It's all from Sharper Image.
Look at Northern, the Hunt's tomatoes, Dixie Plate,
that's Red. Thank you.
Ranger, snack better, Christmas, Vanity Fair now.
Got more Christmas.
My favorite.
I think that is very clever. So you got the gist of it. I try to explain. 37 different brands all help Newcastle Brown Ale pay for the spot, which you can watch at DougStefan.com. That, in essence, you heard the audio, but it makes a lot more sense if you're watching it. And it's very clever. Kenny saw this and he thought, oh, wow. And it is an oh, wow kind of a thing. It'll get a lot of attention, don't you think?
It's almost like they went to crowdsource it. They contacted all these different companies.
Yep.
And who wants to pay to be part of this?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, there you go. And a lot of companies that wouldn't be able to, because it's $1,450,000 for a spot, right? Isn't it this year? 32nd spot is $1,400,000? Somewhere around
like
there?
That.
Somewhere
yeah.
around
yeah.
there. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, and by the way, to take advantage of the circumstances, when you go to DougStefan.com and you watch our video of the day, you'll notice to the right of that a big orange box that says, get your free pound of coffee. So I, unwittingly, I've got like a Super Bowl ad for BuzzBox Coffee right there at DougStefan.com.
Nice.
If you want to sign up for your free pound of BuzzBox Coffee, the best coffee in the land, call 866-456-7805. Enjoy while you're watching the Super Bowl. 866-456-7805. Free coffee from BuzzBox. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stefan and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morning wind.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If it's a good day, it is a gift from you.
Let's hear what sort of gifts we have to pile on in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and Doug on the air. You can join us at 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Doug at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com. Email is good. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Social media. What's the number one thing? Don't tell me it still is the Patriots. Come up with something else, Kenny, will you?
Lots of comments about the Super Bowl. A couple comments about oil because of the strike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's for those who did not hear, there is on petroleum refineries. I think there are only 64 or 65 refineries in our country, and the UAW or whatever Steelworkers Union, I forget which one it is, went on strike, and I'm not sure exactly what the issues are. I'm not sure they're sure what the issues are, but seemed like a good thing to do. Let's go on strike. So that the relative comments about that are.
Joe says quite simply, unions are a cancer on our society.
Well, excuse me, I think it's a broad stroke to that. Union survey, useful purpose in some and fewer situations than they used to. Because they've taken away some of the rights that workers have to make a decision for themselves whether or not they want to be represented and what they want to be paid. In some states where there's not a right to work law, you have to, if you get a job, you have to join the union. Now, they'd say, well, the benefits are that you get paid more than you would if you were on your own. I don't know how you establish that, frankly, unless you have the ability to do it, and you don't have the ability to do it if you're not in a right to work state. Pretty simple. I don't agree that they're a cancer, but I think that they may be a political cancer or an illness on society because they have too much influence in the political process Money brings influence, and thus the problem with a lot of the money that we spend, you and I spend as a taxpayer, is geared around how these people get reelected, how much money comes from the unions, and the support is for more jobs, so that we have a horrible highway system in our country, that the bridges are falling apart, not because of anything other than not doing a good job in the first place. And that's all, every single bit of it is attributed to the construction union, the labor unions. They want to have more work, so these make, if the roads were built properly in the first place, you wouldn't need all this construction across the country. Take a trip after April 1st until the 1st of December, and you tell me, go on every interstate highway in the country, see how many jobs there are that are being created out of our poor road building techniques. All right, there, I've had my... What else do we have there?
Kevin says, the Saudis are driving prices down to reduce investment in future production in the U.S. Then they'll slow their production and prices will go up again. This strike is just a minor blip compared to what the Saudis are up to.
Well, the Saudis are, they tend to be our friends, and all politicians who are on the top of the heap try to kiss up to the Saudis, as was evidenced by what happened in the death of the king, and the new king comes in, and there's lots of hoo-ha about a guy who was really a lech, really a bad guy, but because he controls all the oil, let's be everybody's friend. Great friend of lots of politicians in America for no good reason other than there's a connection to power and control. That's it. So you get it in the shorts again, folks. Twice in a row you got in the shorts. How's it feeling? All right, what else?
One more. Barbara says, once again, the unions are working to undermine the entire country. They know their exorbitant demands drive American companies to leave the U.S. and take jobs with them, thus hurting the very workers they say they're trying to help. Yet they continue to do it out of their own greed for more money and more power on the political stage.
When in Rome, do what the Romans do. You belong to the union? Let's go. Let's go. A public employee union should be outlawed. Banned. I just think that that's where some of the worst abuses are, in public employee unions. Some of the worst. Oof. So, with that in mind, let's move into something that is connective tissue here. The way the United States is run, how we're dealing with some of the problems that we have. This is the main core of conversation on a lot of news talk radio programs and news talk radio stations. The core at issue here is how we collectively appreciate, run, or control our country. And so there are always lots of debates about what we should be doing with terrorism, the ISIS people, terrorists. Do we handle the ISIS people, Al-Qaeda, different than we handle the Taliban? That was some of the foolishness that came out of Washington last week. Well, Taliban's not really a terrorist organization. So that's why we made the deal for Bo Bergdahl. Isn't that really what they said, Kenny? We made that deal because they're not really terrorists. Really? Tell the Afghanistanis they're not terrorists. Try to explain that to them when there are corpses all over the place every day in communities all around Afghanistan because the Taliban comes in. If you're not following the program, that is the little guys who are making heroin out of opium or growing the poppy seeds or whatever it is, you're not growing enough, you're expedited out of here. That sort of thing. These people are terrorists to the nth degree. There is a lot of... So the question always comes on degree, connection of, is ISIS more of a terrorist organization than Al-Qaeda? And is Al-Qaeda more of a terrorist organization than the Taliban? And what about the guys in Somalia? And wherever else there may be terrorists of whatever stripe. Remember what the Irish went through? You don't think there was terrorism in Ireland during the fights between the Catholics and the Protestants, Northern Ireland? What do you think was going on there? So it's just one, and by the way, most of the terrorist organizations of the history of the planet have been connected to some religion. You know that, right? Most of terrorism has been connected to a religious belief or ideal. And that's just the way it is, to paraphrase Walter Cronkite. That's just the way it is. So there are people who change their minds. I was reading a story about a fellow who was an Islamic State militant and then decided to get out because he saw the realities. And somebody was able to, one of the news organizations, get to this guy and followed him around because they wanted to profile someone who'd been, we hear you get in and you don't get out. It's kind of like the mafia once you're in. And by the way, there's a terrorist organization as well, isn't it? Think about it. Isn't the mafia a terrorist organization? I mean, if you really want to drill down, and the religious connections to that are pretty extraordinary. But I said unions, we were talking about unions a few minutes ago, and what they do, they're, in a sense, some of their protests over the years have been pretty terrorizing. Think about some of the labor union movement, not necessarily recently, but if you go back to the 30s, around various, I'm thinking about the Teapot Dome scandal. Well, there are all kinds of things that you can draw back to man's inhumanity in man, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. So, anyway, this fellow who has been followed by this particular, I think it was an Associated Press reporter, who followed him around after he got out of, he made it known that he had been a militant, and then he got out because he was so afraid. He didn't like the indiscriminate killing, really. The abuse of females. Apparently, female recruits get used for one thing and one thing only when they get in there. Either they kill themselves or they're used for sexual pleasures, shall we say. But pretty much everybody who's been in there has had a knife to their throat at one point in time or another. So these are those people versus the Taliban and others. All of them are from the same kit and caboodle. So it brings me around to wondering what really, we now have Bo Bergdahl, and to shift the focus for a minute, or two or three or four, and next to 5 or 6 minutes actually, focused on Bo Bergdahl and what his reality is. What do we do now with this guy? How do we look upon him? And as he's come back into the news, we have him here in our focus on Good Day in just a moment.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance.
Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I now have with us Brian Bouffard, who, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, former JAG officer, now a counsel defending service members in the armed forces. The question comes up on Bo Bergdahl as you look at, there are a couple of different adjuncts to this story, Brian. The fact that the news media trying to find those five Taliban Gitmo detainees who were released in return for the sergeant. Apparently, intelligence officials have been following them. One of them is already back to, up to no good. And then there's a couple of others who are leaning in that direction, shall we say, going back to their old ways. There's a report in Congress this week suggesting 17% of those who are released in these circumstances go back to their old ways.
Attacking us.
Yeah, right. Coming back and doing whatever they can. So, anyway, that's one aspect of this. The actual trial underway. Would you defend Bergdahl if you were asked to?
Absolutely, I would. And just to clarify, there is no trial underway on Sergeant Bergdahl. We haven't even gotten to the point where a decision has been made on what to charge him with.
What do you think?
Those reports that came out earlier this week, I believe, were incorrect.
Right, they were. I think somebody that's been mentioned a number of
times. Do you think he will be charged, and what would he be charged with?
Well, I do think he's going to be charged. And really, to me, the most interesting question here is whether or not the government decides to charge him with just unauthorized absence, which is simply not being where you're supposed to be because of your own actions.
You're AWOL.
AWOL, exactly. The Army calls it AWOL. Some of the other services call it UA, or unauthorized absence. Or desertion. And desertion differs from UA only because the government would have to prove one additional element, and that is that when Sergeant Bergdahl, or then PFC Bergdahl, left, that at the moment he left, he had the intent to stay away permanently. And so there's evidence that seems to kind of cut in that direction. There may be some that cuts away from that. And that'll be an interesting question. And it also significantly raises the potential punishment level.
So when we look at some of the information from his father and his family, the tweets about we will not rest until all of the detainees are released from Gitmo, does that stand against him in any kind of a trial? Will that be brought up? And then he has some information that led in that direction too, right?
That's what's been reported. I can tell you that the email and tweet ramblings of his dad or his family, those are very likely going to be inadmissible against Sergeant Bergdahl. However, obviously, Bergdahl's own statements could certainly be used against him.
Mm-hmm. All right, so under the circumstances, this sort of thing hasn't happened a lot. Is there some sort of precedent, though, for this kind of a trial or any kind of charges being filed against him?
Well, we haven't tried and executed somebody for desertion in time of war since Private Slovak in 1945 in World War II. I'm not saying that Sergeant Bergdahl is going to face the death penalty, but if they charge him with desertion, the death penalty would be legally possible. The convening authority, General Milley, could say, I want to refer this case to a general court-martial, and I want to refer it as a capital case. Now, I think the chances of that are extremely low, but it is legally possible if they charge him with desertion.
Right, so a good lawyer, it would seem to me, would dig around and come up with a defense that this is not a war. It's not a legally declared war. There are men, if I were in his shoes or if somebody was representing him, I'd say, hey, this wasn't something Congress voted on. This is not a real war. He wasn't.
Well, the UCMJ doesn't define it necessarily as a formally declared war, and which also we haven't had since World War II.
Right.
But an armed conflict could certainly trigger those provisions.
Really?
Is there any information that he tried to desert and go and be with the enemy?
Well, you know, unfortunately, for months and months, all any of us outside the Army have been able to do is speculate. So I'm going off of other media reports when I say I believe I recall some of that information, that he may have done that. I also seem to recall information that he had left before and come back.
Right.
And if that's the case, then that is at least some ammunition that might be, on the defense side to say, well, you can't automatically say he intended to desert because he said this before he came back.
So how does the White House stand up now, giving him up for five detainees? That's
there you
the
go.
Hard part here.
Yeah, Brian, thank you for being here. Brian Bouffard, discussing the Bergdahl case. And
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas? Sleigh bells? Snow?
Yep. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier than fly.
He can fly. He can fly.
I can remember watching this on television, my God.
Now you try.
The number one movie this week in 1953, Mary Martin as Peter Pan and Walt Disney's Peter Pan. You can fly. Movie music gets us into movie moments. Jennifer and Kenny will help us understand how things have gone at the box office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Chucker can't get to his office. That's okay. We can handle it, Chucker. Who needs you after all? Yeah.
His team won last night, so. Probably stayed up late celebrating.
Okay, so we have a movie that you need to identify if you'd like to qualify with all the folks who are going to be in the running for this drawing on Friday for the Beaches Resorts special vacation. Two adults, two children going to one of the three Beaches Resorts. If you're into this, there are two things you need to be into. One, the vacation. How does it look? If you're looking at what I'm looking at right now, you're ready to go. So qualify by listening carefully. We have three clips from a very, very, very important movie, and it has nothing. Well, let's see what you can figure after listening to these three. You'll call us at 888-302-3684 to tell us what the name of the movie is.
To kill, you must know your enemy. In this case, my enemy is a varmint.
Got it.
And a varmint will never quit, ever. Like the Viet Cong. Byron Kahn.
He's involved in both
of them. Fudd story. Isn't he the only guy that ever said varmint?
This is the guy who's in both of these movies, right? That would, could be in contention, right, Kenny?
Yeah, right.
Next clip.
My enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. Whenever possible, to look like one.
What are the chances of the same guy starting rodent? All right, next.
How about a nice cool drink, varmints, scum, slime, menace to the golfing industry? You're a disgrace, and your varmints, you're one of the lowest members of the food chain, and you'll probably be replaced by the rat.
All right. You figure it out. 888 is one of two ways to go here. 888-302-3684. Answer coming up with a qualifier to our giveaway this Friday. Meanwhile, Cheddar will have the updated box office totals right after this here on Good Day.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not. Okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may not be allowed. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
All right, let's find out what the name of the movie is in question here. Get a qualifier for our trip. Here is Cindy in Grand Rapids. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you. How's the weather there today?
It's very cold. Well, it's not very cold. It's 8 below.
8 below. Nothing serious.
Is that even like?
Nothing serious at all.
Not at all. No, no, it's much colder than that normally.
Yes. Well, you could probably take a trip.
Why?
Let's see if you qualify. What's the name of the movie?
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack is, everybody's expecting Groundhog Day.
Get out the suntan lotion.
Yes. Get out the lotion. So we'll qualify you for the drawing on Friday. Be listening to find out if you, two adults, two children are going, if it's you and your family. Thank you, Cindy. Nice chatting with you. Hold on just a second. All right, Jen, what happened at the box office over the weekend?
American Sniper, getting them again, $31 million over the weekend. That's the biggest weekend box office, by the way, for Super Bowl weekend ever on record.
Good.
So American Sniper in at number one. Paddington the Bear in at number two, making $50 million total, only $8 this weekend. Project Almanac in at number three. That was the opening weekend, $8.5 million. Black or White at number four, making $6 million. And The Boy Next Door at number five, making just over $6 million.
Interesting debuts on this date in 1996, The Juror with Demi Moore, Alec Baldwin. Remember that, Anne Hesh? That was Hesh.
Hesh, it's not fun to say.
Head Over Heels with Freddie Prince Jr., Richie, came out of this thing in 2001.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that? And Valentine with David Boreanaz and Denise Richards also. So that's the history. Emma Watson is going to play Belle in Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast movie. 59 at the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.